join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. We're focusing on our town newspaper, the Press-Telegram. Our guest will be Executive Editor Rich Archbold and General Manager Joe Brennerman. And Rich, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art. Nice to be here.
Rich has been with the paper for 31 years. He's from Chicago, as most of us know. Yes. Newspaper ink runs through his veins. But today, the Press-Telegram and other newspapers, Rich, are facing some serious challenges. Let me just bullet point a few of them and tell our audience what your plans are to address them. Declining print circulation, declining ad revenues, staff cuts that attenuate coverage, competition from the web, your coverage of 30 cities, shrinking number of pages in the paper and sections. So how does this all affect what you have to do day by day as the executive editor of the Press-Telegram?
Well, that's a mouthful, Art. It really is a mouthful. And in a lot of ways, our industry's in a perfect storm because of what's happening with the economy. And we all know how bad the economy is. And then on top of that, the newspaper business is fighting all kinds of competition, especially the internet, even though we are a part of the internet. What we're doing is we are still a healthy business. And let me say that. People who say they'll say newspapers are going out of business, or a lot of doomsday kind of talk. We don't believe that at all. We obviously are struggling in some ways, but what we're doing is we're making decisions now so that when the recovery comes, we're going to be part of that. And hopefully we'll be able to hire more people, the paper will have more pages in it, and we'll be doing more online.
But there are some papers that have gone out of business, literally, and some have shrunk the number of issues per week. So it's a real problem throughout the industry.
But let me say this on that point, and what you're saying is true. But papers have gone out of business for about the last 200 years in this country. How many afternoon papers do you know about? Yeah. Over the years, different things happen, changes happen. Afternoon papers are pretty much gone, and we're going through, obviously, a very difficult time. This may be the most difficult financial period that I've endured in my almost 40 years and more in the business.
And you have had staff cutbacks, obviously, at the Press-Telegram, and yet you cover Long Beach and 30 surrounding cities. Doesn't that impact the quality of your coverage of all these cities?
I got a terrific staff, Art. It is just a terrific staff. In fact, I just got word before it came on today that one of our columnists just won a major award in a Best in the West competition, which is all the Western United States. Tim Gorbaty, who I'm sure your viewers know about, just won first place. This is in competition with every newspaper in California, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, etc.
I take your point that you have some very good columnists and some very good reporters and strong sports and all, but still trying to cover all this stuff with a shrinking staff must be a challenge.
It's a terrific challenge. But we've had challenges ever since I've been in Long Beach. I mean, Long Beach has had lots of challenges when we lost basically McDonnell Douglas and lost the Navy, and that affected the newspaper. It affected our circulation. It affected our financial health then too. There's no question the cutbacks. You know, I'm not going to try to minimize that. I wish we had a bigger staff and all that. But the people we have are so very good.
Yes.
And there are some areas on the periphery of our market that maybe we don't have as close a news coverage as we used to be. But in terms of covering our major cities like Long Beach and Lakewood and Cerritos, Seal Beach, Norwalk, Downey, Bellflower, those cities, we are still addressing them
How are your year-to-year circulation figures, the most recent year versus the year before?
They're down from last year by about 6-7% from a year ago. Yeah. But you know what? Let me just say a word about that. We are still selling almost 78,000 papers a day. We figure that equates to about 240,000 readers a day.
Over two readers per issue,
about
per copy.
About three readers per copy. Plus, and don't lose sight of this, our unique visitors on our website, we are attracting between 15 and 20,000 unique visitors a day.
Yeah.
You add those people to the paid circulation. There is no question there is a hunger for what we do, not only at the Press-Telegram, but around the country.
Well, you're the one unifying voice on a daily basis for the city, and we noticed that the number of sections has been cut back and the number of pages has been cut, and some economies have been made in the production end, but still, it's the thing that most people get in the morning, and so it's so important to have for the community to have an accurate mirror and voice that we all hope that the paper stays strong enough to really survive and prosper.
We are still the most dominant gatherer of local news and information in the greater Long Beach area. No one has more resources, even though we've cut back. We still have more reporters and photographers, editors, designers, copy editors than anybody else.
And yet I've noticed one thing, and I'm sure you have too, that alternative media, which have popped up in town, whether it's the District in print or LB Report, sometimes will break a story, and then that drives the news cycle into the Press-Telegram, and it starts there and migrate, which I think is a good thing. I think it's healthy for everybody.
Competition is great, and the ones you mentioned are fine, and there are others, and competition is good.
Well, in the next segment, we're going to bring in your new general manager, Joe Brennerman, who is the dollars and cents guy, and we'll have a chance to talk turkey and numbers with him. So stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.